Yeah, a little nervous. It gets to a point when you do some racing, you just want to get on the road, and I think I've got that point now. I just want to set off and get going.
I wanted to talk to you about a little tweet that you put out earlier on. Some thoughts should just stay in your head, otherwise you find yourself about to start cycling to Brazil. When you thought about this, you thought this was a good idea at the time.
Yeah, it was a random kind of thought. You know, you do think what you would do, what would be interesting. And I'd always fancied going to Rio. And I was sat with Danny Mills, the footballer Danny Mills. And I just said, you know, I've always fancied cycling to Rio. And he said, well, we should do it. And the idea germed from that. Danny's like a force of nature. By the time the words had come out of my mouth, he'd got a route planned. And like 18 months later, here I am. about ready to get on the bike. We know Danny. I hate new ad.
Yeah, where's Danny Mills? He's saying that he's over there lording it up at the Euros.
Exactly, yeah. He swapped riding to Rio to go to the Euros. I don't get it myself. No, Danny can't make it, unfortunately, which is a bit of a shame, because it would have nice to see him suffer 5 weeks of hell.
How many miles are you going to be doing a day? And then obviously there's a bit of it that you've got to do on a boat.
Yeah, there's about it's working out roughly about 90 miles a day for 5.5 weeks. And we fly between Lisbon and Recife. Obviously, we need to get across the Atlantic at some point. And that seemed to be, well, as I say, Danny did the route, and Danny said that was the best place to go, and it was the shortest route across from Europe to Brazil. So that's what we're doing. The European leg is really kind of skip to two halves. The trip to Lisbon, which is where we start now, and then obviously when we get to Brazil, it's Recife to Rio, and that's a lot more unknown for us than the trip to London, to Lisbon, and obviously a little bit more dangerous and probably a little bit more hair-raising, and that's where the adventure kicks in, I think, really.
Mm. Yeah, going to be fantastic. But how do you even begin to prepare for such a journey?
I don't know.
Have you prepared?
I'm better prepared for this one than I have been for anything else I've ever done. But I still feel that's massively inadequate. I honestly don't know. For me, I'm not... A lot of the guys who are doing this are kind of ex-professional sports people or Ironman triathletes, and then there's me. and to be perfectly honest, I've got no skill, and I'm a very slow cyclist. For me, it's just getting to the end. It doesn't matter how long it takes, I'll get to the end. I'm a bit stubborn, so... However long it takes me, that's how long it'll be. Trying not to get hung up about the fact if I'm a little slow or dropping off everybody. It's more guts than talent, I'm afraid.
Well, it does sound like it's going to be fantastic. You're not alone. You're going to be riding Keith Seniors there, and Paul Highton are going to be starting the journey with you from London to Rio. And also, I think who you're going to be passing the phone over to is a TV presenter, and that's Charlie Webster. Is she there now? Morning, Charlie.
She's there. I'll pass your phone over.
Oh, lovely stuff. Thank you very much for that. Look at this.
It's seamless.
Morning, Charlie. Morning. How are you doing?
I'm all right. I was just sat next to Mike then, giggling away.
So, I mean, Mike seems a little bit unprepared for this. I would imagine you are fully prepared. You've done these sort of things before. You're a keen cyclist yourself.
I am, but I've never ridden to Rio before, so I think the longest I've done is maybe 3 days in a row, and I've done an Ironman, which is obviously all in one day, so I'm not entirely sure what to expect with this, and I think the worst thing will be getting up again and again and again to sit on that bike,
yeah,
especially underneath, if you get my drift. It's not going to be nice.
What preparations have you made for that then, Charlie?
Sorry?
What preparations have you made for that side of things?
Well, I don't think you can prepare for it sometimes, and I don't think you get used to it, but I have got, you know, this is morning radio, what am I supposed to say?
what's in the health kit? You must have
I've got some, like, special female cream, which is actually called Hoo-Ha Glide.
It's called what?
Hoo-Ha Glide.
Hoo-Ha!
Let's move on.
That's quality.
I had two of my friends in the hotel room with me this morning, Hen and Adele, and we were giggling because I was putting on my cycling shorts and doing stupid dances because I was a bit excited. So yeah, that's what we've done all morning.
it seems like, I mean, this is going to be an amazing challenge, but you're right, if you've only done sort of like 3 full days of riding, 5 weeks, this sounds like it's going to be really tough, Charlie.
I love it how you guys are just laughing. Yeah, I know. And also, we were looking at the mileage last night, and some of the days, like one of the days, I know Mike said it was averaging about 90 to 100 miles a day. But, you know, we've got one day which is like 114, then 98, then 90, then 100, then, you know, 98 again. And you're like, oh, my gosh, back-to-back days going through France, which I think is going to be tough. And then, obviously, we've got Sierra Nevada in Spain, which is the mountains. And then, as Mike, I heard Mike say, I think the hardest bit we're kind of slightly, you know, prepared for is Brazil, because, you know, it is unknown roads, and I think logistics, and also, you know, just some of the terrain isn't going to be what we're used to over here.
Yeah. And then, I mean, there's obviously the carrot at the end of this. You're going to get to be in Rio. And do you have to then turn around and, like, ride straight back, or could you actually watch a bit of the Olympics while you're there?
Yeah, no, we're cycling straight back. No chance. Yeah, I am actually. I'm going to be doing some stuff on the Olympics, and I've done a campaign with Team GB, which will be launched in a couple of weeks' time, which is all a bit hush-hush. And yeah, so I'm going to be doing some stuff over there and at the opening ceremony, and I'm going to be there for just not the whole Olympics, because I've got to come back to work on another show that I do, but I'm going to be out there for probably about 9-10 days, so that'll be amazing. And also our finish, which you must have a look at the photos. I'm already talking about the finish and we haven't even started. The finish is going to be, we're going to go up to Christ Redeemer.
Right.
It's going to be amazing. So obviously stand on the top, and that's going to be our finish. So that's our prize at the end.
Just thinking, obviously, then if you're going over there and you're going to be working over there, this is a legitimate business expense. Your bike and everything, you can claim back off your tax now.
Nice.
Mm. I just thought about that.
The player is my accountant.
Yeah, beers on you every night.
Yeah,
there you go.
Work. All, you know, like massive meals and English breakfast that I'm going to be eating. Can I claim that back as well?
There is obviously.
No, we have been sponsored by a lot of people, like Dassey with a bike, OT Sports with the nutrition. So there's a lot of amazing people that have, you know, sponsored us and given us kit and cars and everything to get us through. Obviously, because all the money that we raise is going to Jane Tomlinson Appeal.
And just on the food side of things, how many calories are you going to have to take on board a day to ride all these lengths?
A lot. I've just eaten the massive, I should have taken a picture, the biggest English breakfast, but I was just outside with some of my friends in the team, and I was like, oh no, it's already repeating. I was like, I need to, and last night I was like eating steak, which is traditionally what I always do whenever I do anything like this. Whenever I do a marathon or a triathlon or Ironman, I always eat steak the night before. I don't know why. So I think we're going to be, I think, up to, you know, 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day.
Wow.
Is what we're going to be burning. So you can imagine trying to replace that. And I know a lot of people, you know, kind of have the other problem and try and lose weight through calories. Our thing is going to be trying to take as many calories as you can, because on a serious note, it is dangerous if we don't, you know, take enough calories in. And there's a thing called bonk, which is not rude. It's what happens on the bike when you start, you don't take enough calories in, and you basically just, it's happened to me once, and you just can't see anything. Like when somebody saw me, they kind of looked at me and thought I was really ill or I was having a stroke on the bike. No kidding.
Wow.
Because your face just kind of drops and your eyes drop and you just.
Is that like the wall you hit when you're in your marathon?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but I always think it's worse on a bike because you just, the amount of calories you burn on a bike is much more.
Yeah.
You just absolutely crash. And so, yeah, we've got to make sure that we're taking in enough calories. And, yeah, we've got plenty of sports stuff and food, I think, stashed in the van. So, and I love my food as well. So that was one of my priorities.
Well, I've learned plenty this morning. I've learned that cycling, there's a bonk. There's something called a hoo-ha. And if you're riding behind Charlie Webster on this, I'd maybe go in front this morning.
Overtake at every opportunity.
Overtake Charlie.
Guys.
Listen, good luck to both of you. Congratulations on, well, one, you're there at the start, so well done. 5 weeks later, hopefully we'll catch up with you again in Rio. Good luck to you, and thanks very much for joining us this morning, Charlie.
Thanks so much for having us, and we look forward to speaking to you at the other end.